Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people get a surprise. They go into business and they think they have it all planned out. They know exactly what they're going to do. They know exactly direction that they're going to take. And they get a surprise because business is not what they think it is. It's not linear. It's not consistent. There are so many surprises in business. You wake up, you think you've got it all figured out. You know the direction you're going. It's all mapped up. And all of a sudden, everything is blown apart because something happens. In business, you need to expect the unexpected. If you expect the unexpected, you're going to be just fine. Sometimes the unexpected will be positive, and it will show you things that you absolutely didn't think about that you can do. Other times, the unexpected will happen, and you'll say to yourself, I can't believe this. What do I do? You must be prepared to be flexible. In business, you must have a business plan, but you have to expect that that business plan is going to change. Market forces change. Staffing changes. Key people leave you. You just don't know what's going to happen. It's a big adventure. Every single morning, something new happens. And when that happens, you need to be prepared to react. Do not put yourself in a situation where you turn around and say, I don't know what to do. This is so terrible. No, it's not terrible. It's business. That's the way it works. The people who can adapt, the people who can make things happen, the people who can reformulate business plans, the people who can bounce back, the people who have something happen that's unexpected, lose a client, lose a customer, lose an employee. And if those people can turn around and say to themselves, you know, okay, I'm upset. All right, I've got to stop being upset, and I have to think clearly about what I'm going to do next. Business just doesn't stop because something happens unexpectedly. Business goes on and on and on. And if you're not prepared and you don't do something to make sure that the unexpected becomes your next success, you will always have problems in business because it's going to happen time after time after time. So the unexpected in business actually becomes the normal. You get used to it. You say, no problem. I'll take care of this. That's why you surround yourself with the best possible people, the best possible computer programs that you need that's going to give you a tool to manage your business, the best possible management, the best possible thinking, updating your education all the time. So when the unexpected comes, you have the tools to take care of it. You are prepared. You're used to it. It doesn't knock you off balance. And it's a little interesting. It's a lot interesting because most people can't do it. Most people in life want order. They don't want chaos. But what is business? Business is controlled chaos. That's exactly what it is. It's somewhat like a NASCAR race, hurtling down the track at 200 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, somebody blows a tire. You've got to be ready to react. It's controlled chaos. And when that happens and you're able to deal with it and handle it, it can give you a definite advantage in business. So embrace it. Enjoy it. Laugh at the unexpected. Think it through. Remember, what you really want to do when something unexpected happens and it is a crisis is think first, solve the problem, then you can panic later. Never just go into panic. It won't do anything. It won't help your structure of your business. It won't help your profit. And the people around you, your employees, your coworkers, they look to you. So when something happens, you have to stay calm. You have to be resolute. You have to understand how to solve the problem. You have to lead them. If you fall apart, if you're upset, if you don't lead them, they're going to fall apart. And we have a lot of people just, my goodness, all running around creating stress, not knowing what to do. Back up. Think about where you need to go. Be calm. Make it happen. Solve the problem. Continue your success. And then go on to the next unexpected event, because it will happen. Whether it's today, tomorrow, this year, next year, there'll be something that just absolutely just sets you back, and you will have to have an opportunity to show everybody what a great business person you are because you work through it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.